In the gospel today, our Lord's first action on behalf of the paralytic is to assure him, in light of the faith he and his friends have shown, that his sins are forgiven. I'm sure the paralyzed man was also hoping to be cured, but the cure not only aids the stricken man, but enables Jesus to prove to doubters that he has power in both the spiritual and physical realms. One hopes that the restoring of the paralytic to a full life of movement brought at least some of the onlookers to an understanding of Jesus as more than a wonder worker. He is linked intimately to the Father, showing forth the Father's healing will. The miracle becomes a sign of Jesus' tie to the Father. This story reminds me of the end of the wonderful story of the raising of Lazarus. "Unbind him and let him go," says Jesus. For so many of us, there are some sorts of ties keeping us paralyzed, physically, mentally, spiritually. A work of grace is to have these bonds loosened, to be able to move again and show forth God's love. Often utilizing the help of other humans, God can bring us freedom and a new life by striking off our bonds, addictions, untrue self-understandings, and so forth. What a joy to be freed of such paralyzing constraints. But God can loosen our bonds not only as individuals, but also as members of a community limited by wrong judgments, paralyzed from fully showing forth God's loving will. In today's first reading, the powers that be reject Amos' prediction of the destruction of their regime, and they want him gone. But it is not only the negative forecast of Amos that brings upon him the ire of the authorities. The leaders of society have assumed carrying out the right rituals the right way will protect the kingdom. You'll recall from yesterday's reading, that first reading, that in fact God wants changed hearts, not perfect rituals. "I take no pleasure in your solemnities." God wants to see justice and goodness done. The powers that be have had no interest in substituting true conversion for nice liturgies. They won't listen to Amos. Their constrained vision of their relationship with God allows the exploitation of the poor and the marginalized. This brings upon them a terrible judgment, if only their minds and hearts had been unbound. Today, the communities we belong to can be fettered by overt or subliminal prejudice. You'll quickly realize the challenge recent events bring to white Americans to examine their actual attitude toward people of color. The fetters that bind us, that prevent us from fully recognizing the humanity of others, can be subtle indeed. Let us pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us in admitting our prejudices and changing our hearts. We pray that Christ will unbind us from our own particular examples of paralysis. We pray that he unbind us from societal constraints, preventing full recognition of the dignity of all. As individuals and as members of society, may we all rise.